I was just on a call with a team that had a Tecton pipeline fail in production, and it was due to a task that wasn't properly configured to handle a transient error from a dependent service, which led to a cascading failure of the entire pipeline. And what made it even harder to debug was that they were using a custom task that wasn't part of the main pipeline definition, so it wasn't immediately clear where the issue was coming from. And this got me thinking about how critical it is to have a solid understanding of Tecton tasks and pipelines. Architecture, especially when you're dealing with complex cloud-native CI/CD workflows on Kubernetes, where a single misconfigured task can bring down an entire pipeline. And I think this is especially important when you're considering supply chain security, because a vulnerability in one of your dependencies can have far-reaching consequences.
We actually ran into a similar issue last quarter when we were implementing Tecton Chains for supply chain security, and we realized that we needed to integrate SLSA provenance with Tecton to ensure that our pipelines were generating verifiable metadata about the artifacts they were producing. And this was a major undertaking because it required us to rethink our entire pipeline architecture and make sure that we were properly configuring our tasks and pipelines to generate the right metadata. And we also had to integrate with our existing security tools to make sure that we were properly monitoring and responding to potential security threats. And what was interesting was that we found that Tecton triggers were really key to making this work because they allowed us to define event-driven pipelines that could automatically respond to changes in our dependencies and ensure that our pipelines were always up to date and secure.
What makes that even harder is that you have to consider the trade-offs between security, performance, and scalability when you're designing your pipelines. And this is where Tecton Hub comes in, because it provides a reusable catalog of tasks and pipelines that you can draw upon to build your own workflows. And this can be a huge time saver, but it also means that you have to be careful about how you're configuring and customizing these tasks and pipelines to meet your specific needs. And we found that the Results API is really useful for pipeline auditing and debugging, because it provides a standardized way of exposing pipeline results and metrics, and this can be really helpful when you're trying to troubleshoot issues or optimize your pipelines for performance. And I think this is especially important when you're integrating with other tools like Argo CD, because you want to make sure that you're getting a complete view of your GitOps workflow.
I'd push back on that slightly, because while Tecton Hub is really useful for getting started with Tecton, I think it's also important to consider the potential risks and downsides of using pre-built. I'm comfortable for your comfortable propertying this line. Tasks and pipelines, especially when you're dealing with sensitive or proprietary code. And this is where Tecton Chains and SLSA provenance come in, because they provide a way of ensuring that your pipelines are generating verifiable metadata about the artifacts they're producing. And this can be really important for compliance and regulatory purposes. And we found that by combining Tecton with other tools like Argo CD, we can get a complete view of our GitOps workflow and ensure that we're meeting all of our security and compliance requirements. And what's interesting is we're starting to see more and more teams adopt this approach, because it provides a way of achieving cloud-native CI/CD on Kubernetes while also ensuring that you're meeting your security and compliance needs.
The thing most teams miss about Tecton is that it's not just a CI/CD tool, but also a platform for building cloud-native applications. And this is where the performance and scalability patterns come in, because you have to think about how you're going to design your pipelines to scale with your application, and this is where Tecton Triggers and the Results API come in, because they provide a way of building event-driven pipelines that can automatically respond to changes in your application, and this can be really powerful because it allows you to build pipelines that are highly scalable and performant. And we found that by using Tecton in combination with other tools like Kubernetes and Argo CD, we can achieve really high levels of scalability. performance, and this is especially important when you're dealing with complex cloud-native applications that require multiple services and dependencies to work together seamlessly.
We've also been exploring the use of Tecton with other tools like Native and Cloud Run. And what's interesting is that we're starting to see a whole new set of use cases and patterns emerge, because these tools provide a way of building cloud-native applications that are highly scalable and performant. And this is where Tecton really shines, because it provides a way of building pipelines that can automatically respond to changes in your application. And this can be really powerful, because it allows you to build applications that are highly resilient and adaptable. And we're starting to see more and more teams adopt this approach, because it provides a way of achieving cloud-native CI/CD on Kubernetes, while also ensuring that you're meeting your security and compliance needs. And what's interesting is that we're starting to see a whole new set of best practices and patterns emerge around the use of Tecton and other cloud-native tools.
I think what's most interesting about Tecton is the way it's changing the way we think about CI/CD and DevOps, because it provides a way of building pipelines that are highly scalable and performant. And this is especially important when you're dealing with complex cloud-native applications that require multiple services and dependencies to work together seamlessly. And we're starting to see more and more teams adopt this approach, because it provides a way of achieving cloud-native CI/CD on Kubernetes, while also ensuring that you're meeting your security and compliance needs. And what's interesting is that we're starting to see a whole new set of use cases and patterns emerge around the use of Tecton and other cloud-native tools. And I think this is especially important when you're considering supply chain security, because a vulnerability in one of your dependencies can have far-reaching consequences. And Tecton provides a way of ensuring that your pipelines are generating verifiable metadata about the artifacts they're producing, and this can be really important for compliance. And
what makes that even harder is that you have to consider the trade-offs between security, performance, and scalability when you're designing your pipelines. And this is where Tecton Hub comes in, because it provides a reusable catalog of tasks and pipelines that you can draw upon to build your own workflows. And this can be a huge time saver. But it also means that you have to be careful about how you're configuring and customizing these tasks and pipelines to meet your specific needs. And we found that the Results API is really useful for pipeline auditing and debugging, because it provides a standardized way of exposing pipeline results and metrics. And this can be really helpful when you're trying to troubleshoot issues or optimize your pipelines for performance. And I think this is especially important when you're integrating with other tools like Argo CD, because you want to make sure that you're getting a complete view of your GitOps workflow. And we're starting to see more and more teams adopt this approach, because it provides a way of achieving cloud-native CI/CD on Kubernetes, while also ensuring that you're meeting your security and compliance needs.
One real-world example that comes to mind is a large financial services company that used Tecton pipelines to automate their cloud-native application deployment, and they were able to integrate it with their existing Jenkins workflow, which was a big win for them because they were able to leverage their existing investment in Jenkins while still getting the benefits of a cloud-native CI/CD pipeline. And they also used the Tecton dashboard to provide a centralized view of their pipeline runs and results, which made it easier for their teams to collaborate and troubleshoot issues.
The company also implemented a custom task to integrate with their internal artifact repository, which was a key requirement for them, and they used the Tecton Pipeline API to automate the deployment of their applications to multiple environments, including dev, QA, and production, and this allowed them to achieve consistent and repeatable deployments across all their environments, which was a big improvement over their previous manual process. And they also used the Tecton Trigger API to automate the triggering of pipeline runs based on changes.
Another war story that's worth sharing is from a large retail company that used Tecton pipelines to automate their e-commerce application deployment. And they had a very complex workflow that involved multiple pipelines and tasks. And they used the Tecton pipeline API to define a custom pipeline that integrated with their existing tools, including GitHub, Jira, and Slack. And this allowed them to automate the entire workflow from code commit to production deployment. And they also used the Tecton dashboard to provide a centralized view of their pipeline, runs and results, which made it easier for their teams to collaborate and troubleshoot issues.
The retail company also implemented a custom task to integrate with their internal security scanning tool, which was a key requirement for them. And they used the Tecton pipeline API to automate the deployment of their applications to multiple environments, including dev, QA, and production. And this allowed them to achieve consistent and repeatable deployments across all their environments, which was a big improvement over their previous manual process. And they also used the Tecton Trigger API to automate the triggering of pipeline runs based on changes to their code repositories. And they also used the Tecton Results API to expose pipeline results and metrics to their external monitoring tools.
In terms of enterprise patterns, we're seeing a lot of companies adopt a hybrid approach to CI/CD, where they use a combination of cloud-native tools like Tecton Pipelines, along with existing on-prem tools like Jenkins, and this allows them to leverage their existing investment in on-prem tools while still getting the benefits of a cloud-native CI/CD pipeline. And we're also seeing a lot of companies adopt a GitOps approach to application deployment, where they use tools like Argo CD to manage the deployment of their applications to Kubernetes clusters. And Tecton Pipelines integrates really well with Argo CD, which makes it easy to automate the entire workflow from code commit to production deployment.
Another advanced use case that's worth mentioning is the use of Tecton Pipelines for machine learning workflows, where companies are using Tecton to automate the training and deployment of machine learning models. And this requires a lot of custom tasks and pipelines, as well as integration with external tools like TensorFlow and PyTorch. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt this approach because it allows them to automate the entire machine learning workflow from data preparation to model deployment. And this can be a big win for companies that are looking to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of their machine learning workflows.
In terms of integration points, Tecton Pipelines has a lot of integration points with other cloud-native tools, including Kubernetes, Jenkins, GitHub, and GitLab. And this makes it easy to automate the entire workflow from code commit to production deployment. And we're also seeing a lot of companies integrate Tecton with their existing monitoring and logging tools like Prometheus and Grafana, which provides a complete view of the pipeline runs and results. And this can be really helpful for troubleshooting issues and optimizing pipeline.
Security considerations are also a key aspect of Tecton Pipelines, and companies need to make sure that they're following best practices for security and compliance, including encrypting sensitive data like API keys and credentials, and using secure authentication and authorization mechanisms like OAuth and OpenID Connect. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt a zero-trust approach to security, where they're verifying the identity of all users and services. And this requires a lot of custom configuration and integration with external security tools, like identity and access management systems.
One specific security consideration that's worth mentioning is the use of Tecton's built-in support for secure workflows, which allows companies to define secure workflows that include tasks like encryption and decryption. And this can be really helpful for companies that need to automate the handling of sensitive data like credit card numbers and personal identifiable information. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt this approach because it provides a way of achieving secure and compliant workflows while still getting the benefits of a...
Another security consideration that's worth mentioning is the use of Tecton's integration with Kubernetes network policies, which allows companies to define network policies that control the flow of traffic between pods and services, and this can be really helpful for companies that need to automate the deployment of applications to Kubernetes clusters while still maintaining a high level of security and compliance. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt this approach because it provides a way of achieving secure and compliant application deployment while still getting the benefits of a cloud-native CI/CD pipeline.
In terms of war stories, one company that comes to mind is a large healthcare company that used Tecton pipelines to automate their cloud-native application deployment. And they had a very complex workflow that involved multiple pipelines and tasks, and they used the Tecton pipeline API to define a custom pipeline that integrated with their existing tools, including Jenkins and GitHub. And this allowed them to automate the entire workflow, from code commit to production deployment, and they also used the Tecton dashboard to provide a centralized view of their pipeline runs and results, which made it easier for their teams to collaborate and troubleshoot issues.
The healthcare company also implemented a custom task to integrate with their internal compliance scanning tool, which was a key requirement for them, and they used the Tecton pipeline API to automate the deployment of their applications to multiple environments, including dev, QA, and production, and this allowed them to achieve consistent and repeatable deployments across all their environments, which was a big improvement over their previous manual process. And they also used the Tecton Trigger API to automate the triggering of pipeline runs based on changes to their code repositories. And they also used the Tecton Results API to expose pipeline results and metrics to their external monitoring tools.
Another advanced use case that's worth mentioning is the use of Tecton pipelines for IoT workflows, where companies are using Tecton to automate the deployment of IoT applications to edge devices. And this requires a lot of custom tasks and pipelines, as well as integration with external tools like device management systems, and we're seeing a lot of companies adopt this approach because it allows them to automate the entire IoT workflow from device provisioning to application deployment, and this can be a big win for companies that are looking to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of their IoT workflows.
In terms of integration points, Tecton Pipelines has a lot of integration points with other cloud-native tools, including Kubernetes, Jenkins, GitHub, and GitLab. And this makes it easy to automate the entire workflow from code commit to production deployment. And we're also seeing a lot of companies integrate Tecton with their existing monitoring and logging tools like Prometheus and Grafana, which provides a complete view of the pipeline runs and results. And this can be really helpful for troubleshooting issues and optimizing pipeline performance. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt a metrics-driven approach to pipeline optimization, where they're using metrics like pipeline duration and success rate to optimize the performance of their pipelines.
Security considerations are also a key aspect of Tecton pipelines, and companies need to make sure that they're following best practices for security and compliance, including encrypting sensitive data like API keys and credentials, and using secure authentication and authorization mechanisms like OAuth and OpenID Connect. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt a zero trust approach to security, where they're verifying the identity of all users and services. And this requires a lot of custom configuration and integration with external security tools like identity and access management systems. And we're seeing a lot of companies use Tecton's built-in support for secure workflows to automate the handling of sensitive data.
One specific security consideration that's worth mentioning is the use of Tecton's integration with Kubernetes secret management, which allows companies to store sensitive data like API keys and credentials in a secure and encrypted manner. And this can be really helpful for companies that need to automate the handling of sensitive data, and we're seeing a lot of companies adopt this approach because it provides a way of achieving secure and compliant workflows while still getting the benefits of a cloud-native CI/CD pipeline. And we're also seeing a lot of companies use Tecton's integration with external security tools, like identity and access management systems, to automate the handling of sensitive data.
In terms of real-world examples, one company that comes to mind is a large financial services company that used Tecton pipelines to automate their cloud-native application deployment. And they had a very complex workflow that involved multiple pipelines and tasks, and they used the Tecton Pipeline API to define a custom pipeline that integrated with their existing tools, including Jenkins and GitHub, and this allowed them to automate the entire workflow from code commit to production deployment. And they also used the Tecton dashboard to provide a centralized view of their pipeline runs and results, which made it easier for their teams to collaborate and troubleshoot issues.
The financial services company also implemented a custom task to integrate with their internal compliance scanning tool, which was a key requirement for them. And they used the Tecton Pipeline API to automate the deployment of their applications to multiple environments, including dev, QA, and production. And this allowed them to achieve consistent and repeatable deployments across all their environments, which was a big improvement over their previous manual process. And they also used the Tecton Trigger API to automate the triggering of pipeline runs based on changes to their code repositories. And they also used the Tecton Results API to expose pipeline results and metrics to their external monitoring tools.
Another advanced use case that's worth mentioning is the use of Tecton pipelines for big data workflows, where companies are using Tecton to automate the processing and analysis of large data sets. And this requires a lot of custom tasks and pipelines, as well as integration with external tools like Hadoop and Spark. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt this approach because it allows them to automate the entire big data workflow from data ingestion to data analysis. And this can be a big win for companies that are looking to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of their big data workflows.
In terms of integration points, Tecton Pipelines has a lot of integration points with other cloud-native tools, including Kubernetes, Jenkins, GitHub, and GitLab. And this makes it easy to automate the entire workflow from code commit to production deployment. And we're also seeing a lot of companies integrate Tecton with their existing monitoring and logging tools like Prometheus and Grafana, which provides a complete view of the pipeline runs and results. And this can be really helpful for troubleshooting issues and optimizing pipeline performance. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt a metrics-driven approach to pipeline optimization, where they're using metrics like pipeline duration and success rate to optimize the performance of their pipelines.
Security considerations are also a key aspect of Tecton pipelines, and companies need to make sure that they're following best practices for security and compliance, including encrypting sensitive data like API keys and credentials and using secure authentication and authorization mechanisms like OAuth and OpenID Connect. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt a zero-trust approach to security, where they're verifying the identity of all users and services. And this requires a lot of custom configuration and integration with external security tools like identity and access management systems. And we're seeing a lot of companies use Tecton's built-in support for secure workflows to automate the handling of sensitive data.
One specific security consideration that's worth mentioning is the use of Tecton's integration with Kubernetes network policies, which allows companies to define network policies that control the flow of traffic between pods and services. And this can be really helpful for companies that need to automate the deployment of applications to Kubernetes clusters while still maintaining a high level of security and compliance. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt this approach because it provides a way of achieving secure and compliant application deployment while still getting the benefits of a cloud-native CI/CD pipeline.
In terms of war stories, one company that comes to mind is a large retail company that used Tecton pipelines to automate their cloud-native application deployment. and they had a very complex workflow that involved multiple pipelines and tasks, and they used the Tecton pipeline API to define a custom pipeline that integrated with their existing tools, including Jenkins and GitHub. And this allowed them to automate the entire workflow from code commit to production, deployment, and they also used the Tecton dashboard to provide a centralized view of their pipeline runs and results, which made it easier for their teams to collaborate and troubleshoot issues.
The retail company also implemented a custom task to integrate with their internal security scanning tool, which was a key requirement for them. And they used the Tecton pipeline API to automate the deployment of their applications to multiple environments, including dev, QA, and production. And this allowed them to achieve consistent and repeatable deployments across all their environments, which was a big improvement over their previous manual process. And they also used the Tecton Trigger API to automate the triggering of pipeline runs based on changes to their code repositories. And they also used the Tecton Results API to expose pipeline results and metrics to their external monitoring tools.
Another advanced use case that's worth mentioning is the use of Tecton pipelines for serverless workflows, where companies are using Tecton to automate the deployment of serverless applications to cloud providers like AWS and Google Cloud, and this requires a lot of custom tasks. And pipelines, as well as integration with external tools like AWS Lambda and Google Cloud Functions. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt this approach because it allows them to automate the entire serverless workflow from code commit to production deployment. And this can be a big win for companies that are looking to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of their serverless workflows.
In terms of integration points, Tecton Pipelines has a lot of integration points with other cloud-native tools, including Kubernetes, Jenkins, GitHub, and GitLab. And this makes it easy to automate the entire workflow from code commit to production deployment. And we're also seeing a lot of companies integrate Tecton with their existing monitoring and logging tools, like Prometheus and Grafana, which provides a complete view of the pipeline runs and results. And this can be really helpful for troubleshooting issues and optimizing pipeline performance. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt a metrics-driven approach to pipeline optimization, where they're using metrics like pipeline duration and success rate to optimize the performance of their pipelines.
Security considerations are also a key aspect of Tecton pipelines, and companies need to make sure that they're following best practices for security and compliance, including encrypting sensitive data like API keys and credentials, and using secure authentication and authorization mechanisms like OAuth and OpenID Connect. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt a zero-trust approach to security, where they're verifying the identity of all users and services, and this requires a lot of custom configuration and integration with external security tools like identity and access management systems. And we're seeing a lot of companies use Tecton's built-in support for secure workflows to automate the handling of sensitive data.
One specific security consideration that's worth mentioning is the use of Tecton's integration with Kubernetes secret management, which allows companies to store sensitive data like API keys and credentials in a secure and encrypted manner. And this can be really helpful for companies that need to automate the handling of sensitive data. And we're seeing a lot of companies adopt this approach, because it provides a way of achieving secure and compliant workflows while still getting the benefits of a cloud-native CI/CD pipeline. And we're also seeing a lot of companies use Tecton's integration with external security tools like identity and access management systems to automate the handling of sensitive data.
All right, so as we wrap up this episode on Tecton Pipelines, I'd like to highlight a few key takeaways for our listeners. Firstly, Tecton provides a highly extensible and customizable CI/CD framework for Kubernetes, allowing companies to tailor their pipelines to specific needs. Secondly, its cloud-native approach enables seamless integration with other Kubernetes tools and services. And thirdly, the emphasis on supply chain security is a major advantage, especially with the rising concerns over software security.
I completely agree with Daniel on those points, and I'd like to add a few of my own. For me, the ability to manage and secure sensitive data directly within the pipeline is a game changer. It simplifies compliance and reduces the risk of data breaches. Another key point is the community support and continuous development of Tecton, which ensures it stays adaptable to evolving CI/CD requirements. Lastly, its compatibility with a wide range of Kubernetes distributions makes it a versatile tool for various environments.
I see your points, Diana, and they're all valid. However, I still think the extensibility of Tecton is what sets it apart the most. It allows for such a high degree of customization that it can fit into nearly any CI/CD strategy.
While I agree that extensibility is important, I think we can't overlook the security aspect. Given the current landscape of cybersecurity threats, the fact that Tecton places such a strong emphasis on supply chain security is, for me, its most compelling feature. Companies can have the most customized pipeline in the world, but if it's not secure, it's all for nothing.
I understand where you're coming from, Diana, and security is undoubtedly crucial. Perhaps we're just looking at this from different angles. Both extensibility and security are critical, and Tecton's strength lies in balancing these aspects.
Exactly. And that's what makes Tecton so powerful. It's not about choosing one over the other, but recognizing how they complement each other.
Well, it looks like we've reached a harmonious disagreement. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of our podcast, everyone. If you're interested in exploring more about cloud-native CI/CD and Kubernetes security, we've got some great resources linked in our show notes.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more discussions on the latest in tech and cybersecurity. Until next time, stay secure and keep on coding.